Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Lap Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild! Because they're joining us here today on the Mark Unger Show, the show that discusses all things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only infamous Mark Gungor.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I know. I'm working on it. But anyway, joining me today is the fabulous Diane Brierley. And my crazy son-in-law, Ross Allen Skorzewski, who's also the producer of the Mark Unger Show. Ross, good to see you today.
Good to see you as well.
Nice to have Ross here.
Stupid is, stupid does,
now
sir.
That's not nice.
Thank
that's
you,
not
sir.
Nice.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You're a very bad man.
Yeah, I like that. Where's that one?
You're a very bad man.
There we go. And behind the scenes, as always, pushing buttons and twisting knobs, and who knows what he does back there. Timothy Ray, the engineer of the Mark Unger Show. Glad that you have joined with us today. This is the program where we answer all things concerning your marital and relational questions, dilemmas, problems, curiosities, and whatnots.
Which majiggers, whoozy whats, and what fors.
That's right. Those are the professional terms.
Wow.
For everything that we do. So anyway, as is our normal scenario, we begin with a something from the news.
Something from the news. Something this actually news. Was sent in by a listener. It's from an email that he subscribes to daily about porn, and it goes along with what you say about being anti-porn. So he thought that we would like this. So,
This is an anti-porn site?
Yes. Yeah. It's just a daily email that he gets about marriage and husbands and
who's
all
it from?
Of that. It's you mean who wrote it?
Yeah.
It was a guest blogger on a blog site.
Oh.
But the
well,
point
what the blogger has to say.
He's a guest blogger.
Blog.
That
blog.
Doug from Canada sent to blog. Us. He's a listener who blog. Loves you.
Blog. Canadian.
Yes, blog. He's a Canadian.
Blog. Blog. I like Canada. Canada's fabulous. All you Canadians, stand at attention.
We salute you here.
We salute you. This enough.
So Doug was saluted, and we used his email on the air. He'll be thrilled, I'm sure.
All right.
He sent this to you because there's a line of reference to Star Trek that he thought that you would like very much in here.
Ooh.
Anyway, the article is about the lies about pornography. Line number one, people say it's just entertainment.
It is not just entertainment.
Don't play with that. You'll go blind.
One comment that people regularly make about porn is that they learning sex from porn is like learning about physics from Star Trek.
Oh, that's good.
Most of what you know only works in a fantasy world. And if you try it in the real world, it will fail and people may get hurt. That was the line that he thought you would like.
You mean there's no great. Such thing as dilithium crystals?
That's what happens when people put their pasta and mix in their antipasta. Oh, it will explode.
Gosh. I wish I knew what that reference meant, but I don't, sadly. I don't. It's not just entertainment.
No, it's sick. It's destructive. It's funny they call it entertainment.
I don't know. It wouldn't be very entertaining to me at all.
By the way, speaking of things that are oddly referred to as entertainment, gambling is often referred to as entertainment.
Yes.
What's entertaining about that?
Well, it Everybody's... feels entertaining because you're getting the buzz and the rush when you're doing it.
Really? Because I know what it's like to be around having a buzz and laughing and goofing around and having a great time.
Sure.
Where you're partying and you're having fun or you're at a football game and everybody's jumping and cheering and stuff. You go to most, because look at these people. There's like death in their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
They're sitting there. There's nothing fun. And I've been in casinos where we'll go and we'll go to some table where you can bet a buck or something like that.
Sure.
And we are laughing and squealing like stuck pigs. And and what's amazing is how big a crowd we draw.
Yeah.
Because everyone actually hears somebody having fun.
They want to be around the life.
And it's unusual. So they all come rushing over to see what's going on. And then they're amazed that we're betting like $3 at a dime.
You know, and you're losing and still laughing.
I'm still laughing our butts off because we keep losing. You know, we'll go, you know, for if you're going to $25 and screw around, that's one thing.
Sure. Right.
But these
then
people,
that's fun. That part is that, fun.
But these people are not having fun. No. If you look, right. go in a casino and watch it. The people sitting at their tables, they look like death warmed
over. Oh, it's terrible.
Sure.
No one's talking to each other. You know, this whole thing on the commercials, you know, they're laughing and
that's
they're cheering.
I have to laugh at the commercials because they make the Vegas
so
commercials and even the casinos all around
here.
It's
like the porn thing. Oh, it's great entertainment. Yeah. Really? Because they don't look like they're being entertained to me. If anything, they're losing their shirts. I mean, just look at the casino people. Look at the size. Who do you think's winning?
The casino?
The casino is absolutely.
You walk in and you see like a $12 billion building. Who do you think's winning the odds in this deal?
That's right. But it's entertainment.
Very bizarre. People's ideas of entertainment. I mean, to me, it's not entertaining at all.
He says they think it's just entertainment. We think we are too smart and too self-aware to let porn change our minds about sex. But the reality is we are not. Sex educators report that among those raised on porn, sexual ignorance is great and growing. The fantasy.
Now that I believe. Because guys today are terrible lovers.
Mm-hmm.
You just talk to their wives.
Yep.
These guys are clueless. They don't know how to turn on a woman or have great sex because they've had their head in the toilet looking at porn.
And they think that what they see on the screen works. It doesn't work, boys. That's not what it's about.
They get the dumbest things in their head. I'm just going to gross some of you out, but you know, the show starts out with, this is
caution.
An adult program intended for an adult audience because we discuss adult issues, and these are real issues. We don't do it to be foolish and crazy. We got all kinds of other things we can do to be foolish and crazy. But goodness gracious, so I had this lady come into my office. She's like 28 years old, drop dead, suck the air out of the room, gorgeous. And she says, my husband hasn't touched my vagina in over a year.
Wow.
Well, just to say that to you would kind of be a strange conversation.
Like, you know, I asked, what's the problem?
Yeah.
And she walked in, hello, my husband hasn't touched my vagina. My name's Susan.
That's what it sounds like when you tell the story.
There's a lot more behind this.
She walks in my office and tells me.
A little more nuance.
It's not exactly what happened.
By the way, my vagina's been untouched for a while. No, so I said, what's the problem? You know, very reluctantly, she said, my husband hasn't touched my vagina in over a year. And of course, I'm thinking, good Lord, are you kidding me? Anyway, that's my own issue. But anyway, So then I said, well, what's his deal? She said, well, he just wants me to shove things up his butt.
Oh.
I said, excuse me? Yes.
Don't go there.
That's what he wants.
What did he say?
Probably wasn't there.
Was he there with
you? No. Then I set up a meeting when they both came in, and of course he's, you know.
How did he explain this?
Well, no, I don't do that anymore, and we're not gonna do, you know. She was, I don't know. People are crazy. Are you kidding? Good grief, the stories I hear. Anyway, the point being, here is a man with a drop-dead gorgeous wife who, because he's been looking at porn, is no longer even interested in her body.
Mm-hmm.
How does this lead to great sex? So instead of his...
Careful there.
Proper part of the body even being involved, his thrill is to have things shoved up his rear end. Now, here's what's stunning to me. Here is this attractive 20-something-year-old woman who seems to be very intelligent. Well, she's very sharp. She's doing it.
No!
Well, apparently she's not sharp enough.
No, she's been doing this. And now she finally comes to see a counselor because it's starting to bother her.
Wow.
Oh!
I mean, who even has this conversation with anybody? Who says to their wife, you know what I'd like to do? What's that? You see this thing here? Could you shove it up my butt? I mean, how'd even get there?
I have no idea.
But so anyway, these guys who think of sex in a certain way, they're acting out and behaving in ways that are not sexual at all to a woman and ends in very lousy sex. And they become some of the most sexually ignorant people on the planet.
Yeah, I've read something that the majority of teenagers get the majority of their sex ed from porn these days. Oh boy, they're in for a world of hurt.
Well,
if that's what they're learning, that's what they think is right.
Why do you think the number one problem in marriages today are sexless marriages? Yeah. you would think with all the sexual information today, boy, people would be having the best sex ever in the history of mankind. Ooh, it's going to be great. It's going to be fabulous. When in reality, people's sex lives are awful today. Why?
Right.
Because of this nonsense.
Absolutely.
Because guys are either watching porn and masturbating, or they're trying to get their wives to do things that the wives don't want to do, so she won't have sex with them.
Or it's not really
it's not real sex.
Of course, you can only see this in porn. I mean, who gets the idea that, wow, this would be great if I place this up my rear? I've never had a thought go through my mind.
You had to have seen it somewhere.
Lord.
I've never thought, you know where, if I put that remote control right over here, then I'd be able to find it when I need it.
Yes.
I mean, who thinks in those terms? You can't even be, I'm telling you, a lot of the stuff that people push off as great sex, supposedly, in porn, sickos come up with this stuff.
Because they show it like they love it.
They're taking it to the next level.
I know, because they're acting it out. They're acting. But they're fantasizing, and they're thinking. I mean, nobody would come to these conclusions on their own. Anyway.
And it's not great. It's just not great. Anyhow, lie number two. It's not changing my thinking. There are thousands of studies that prove that what we see and hear does change what we think, and dozens that show this specifically about porn. If you watch it, it will change your sexual desires, and it will result in you being less satisfied with whatever sex you're having.
Hence the putting the remote control up your butt.
Yes. It says that one.
It changes the way you think. Yes. That's the point we just made. Yes. Absolutely. Yep.
One study shows that men who viewed aggressive porn were more sexually aggressive and more forceful when they had sex. Exposure to certain acts can create a desire for that act or greatly increase an existing desire. Some men become unhappy with their sex life as a result of porn use, and many become less satisfied as a result of the porn use.
Oh, that's an obvious thing. Mm-hmm. First of all, you're going to become pretty unhappy with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Who looks like these women?
Nobody. Who
Nobody
acts
looks
like these women?
The few people who look like that actually are being paid.
Well, remember that when the XXX Church guys did that video that we got and we had watched where they were paying her and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And that was a great... What's the name of that?
Missionary Positions.
Missionary Position. Great. Go to the website, XXX Church.
XXX
Church. Yeah, XXXChurch.com. Order this video. You guys need to see this because they went behind the scenes and videotaped people videotaping porn scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't show anything,
mm-mm,
but they show where they have to stop and the girl has to go throw up.
Wow.
Because she's so grossed out about what she has to do. And then they come and pick it up. And now you don't see that.
The final cut of the porno acts like she's loving this.
Oh, yeah. She's loving it. When in reality, she's puking her guts out. And,
mm-hmm,
and all those guys know it. And it's just disgusting crap that you guys who look at porn buy into. Oh, yeah, it's really great. When it. Mm-hmm.
And then come home to their wives and say, what's the matter with you? You don't like this. Mm-hmm. Well, the chick on the video screen loved it. Oh, come on.
Well, you're so dissatisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Even these, to be honest with you, even books, some books that are designed to improve your sex life will have everything but making you satisfied with your sex life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you see, first of all, who looks like this? Nobody looks like this.
Like two mm-hmm people on the face of the
male
planet.
Male or female. You know, they got these people with perfect bodies are guys with huge genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, good Lord, what happened to mine?
Swing low, sweet chariot.
Good grief. And how you look at that and come away encouraged? Are you kidding?
Mm-mm.
I mean, just even listening to some of these people, right? You know? You know, for example, I was reading this article once. This guy was talking about really couples who have sex like five times a week
mm-hmm
was norm or something like mm-hmm that. And the guy, this is a secular writer, mm-hmm, he was saying, man, it's so bumming out because we've been having sex two, three times a week. I thought it was fabulous. Which
but when
was.
You think the standard's five.
Well, yeah, but now the standard's different
right
because you read some idiot said that. So now right you're bummed out, and mm-hmm what you were thrilled with, now you're dissatisfied
right
with. So, I mean, these things, and that's nothing. That's a minor little thing, but all kinds of things mm-hmm ruins people's sex lives. Porn is destroying people's sex lives mm-hmm today. All right, next point.
Line number three, I like this one. Women like it too. To be more accurate, women are aroused by it. That does not necessarily mean they like it or really want it to be a part of their sexuality. There's been a real push to get women to use porn over the last decade or so. In part, this is money-driven. More customers means more income.
Of course, and these experts, I've seen it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You want to improve your sex life? Rent some porn videos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a commercial on TV right now. I don't want to say the name of the thing because I don't want people going there, but they're promoting a website for couples to get sexual toys and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you act now, we give a bonus where we send you these DVDs.
Yeah.
Assuming that women want to sit there and watch other people having sex.
Because the lie is that women like it too.
Yeah.
When they don't. The other thing he says is it's part of the equality thing. If men can do it, women should be able to do it too, which, you know, he says, I think my mother had a good answer to that. Something about my friends and I jumping off the bridge because everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
So he said, even on secular sites where women are supposed to at least not care their guy is using porn, it's increasingly common to see women complain about a husband or boyfriend's porn use. So women don't like it. They don't like to be a part of it. They don't want their husbands to be doing it either.
Well, the whole thing about lovemaking is connecting with another human being.
Mm-hmm.
When he's sitting there fantasizing about somebody else while he's making love to you,
what part of that is...
this deep emotional connection.
Do you think you're going to see more of a problem with this, though, in the generations to come where you're seeing a little bit of the role reversal with young women and, you know, instead of being the ones who are pursued, they become the ones who are pursuing and using different forms of sexuality to catch the attention of men that maybe, you know, this idea of women from older generations thinking that this is absolutely just absurd behavior that it
Girls think if I act like a porn star, I get the guy. Absolutely. Right. That's absolutely what these girls think.
But my argument to that is it's an illusion.
Sure.
I mean, once she marries the boy and settles into being a normal woman, she's not going to act that way.
Right.
No. Which is going to really bring frustration because this guy thinks, wow, I have found this girl who's we get emails like that now.
Oh, absolutely.
People, you know, when we were married, she was really interested in sex. Before we got married, we were having sex, which is the reason you shouldn't be having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we get married. Now, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, she was just using it to get you.
To get you.
There's women who do this intentionally.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
There's women right now that you say, oh, I'm not interested in sex. I want to have sex with my husband. If your husband were to die or you were to be divorced tomorrow, the first thing you would do is lose 20 pounds, get a new wardrobe, change your hair, go out and shake your hoochies in front of some other guy, get him all fired up thinking, ooh, here's a woman who really wants to have sex. You women use sex to get men.
Yes.
When in reality, you're not really, some of them aren't interested in it at all.
No. Correct.
Some of the biggest abusers, actually some of those who are the most sexual going in, are the ones who are actually the least interested.
Because it's not about enjoying the sex.
Right.
There is something that is very...
It's manipulation.
Yes.
Sure, absolutely.
It's very powerful to know that you wield that power over a guy.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
indeed.
So these guys, actually it's going to make it worse.
Yep.
So there's more. Women are more aggressive today, more freely using sex as a manipulative tool. But at the end of the day, it still doesn't really change the normal dynamic that's at play, which will come into play once they get married.
Right.
Now the guy really feels robbed.
Talk about setting up a guy to fail.
Oh, man. Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you want to go to a break and then continue with the lies?
Let's do that. Okay. We will come back with more lies. Doesn't sound right, does
it? No, it doesn't.
The Mark Unger Show. More lies than you can handle in a day. And in this article, anyway. Hopefully not what we're telling you. We'll be back with more right after this.
If you like listening to Mark Unger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
G She's a pastor's wife and a jail chaplain. The Debbie Chavez Show.
My delight now to re-welcome to our program the author of that best-selling book, The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
The Debbie Chavez Show.
Best-selling author, Stormy O'Mardian.
Hi, Debbie.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
And so what I've learned from so many of my guests, and what I've learned from my life experience of trial and error, is that we have an enemy of our souls, that would be the devil, who loves to lie to us, and we buy the lies. He's the one that whispers in your ear, you know, all guys watch pornography. It's normal. It'll be okay. It's not hurting anybody. Or maybe the enemy whispers into your ear, you really need to eat that chocolate cake. You really need to have that order of french fries. Just drive through the drive-thru at McDonald's. It'll make you so happy. You've had a rough day. It's a big, fat, stinking lie. Let's be smart here and examine the thoughts that we entertain in our minds. Is that thought really from God? Or is it from the enemy? And if it's from the enemy, kick it out.
The Debbie Chavez Show. Streaming daily at faithplace.org.
I don't know if that was planned or not, but...
You're listening to The Mark Unger Show, where we are discussing about getting it on and looking at a story here, a blog about the whole porn thing and some of the lies that porn generates. So continuing on, Lady Brierley.
Lie number four, it makes sex better for me, yes and no. It causes arousal, which makes sex easier, faster, and may result in a more powerful climax. However, faster is not a good thing for a woman. Lack of foreplay is a major complaint among women, as is the guy climaxing too soon.
Now, stop and think about that. The whole porn thing actually ruins people's sex lives because guys are not as interested in foreplay. Mm-hmm. It goes really quick. The thing's over in 2 minutes or less. Mm-hmm. How does this equal great sex?
That's what he says. It reduces her enjoyment, which usually will result in less sex. So you're shooting yourself in the foot when you do
this. But how can you have great sex?
You don't.
Well, here's the problem with porn. It's because these guys are used to having solo sex. So when they have the wife, they're basically just using her for a version of solo sex.
Yes, just a receptacle.
Yeah, I mean, it's just vaginal masturbation. He's not connecting to her. He's not even thinking about her. Mm-mm. He's basically masturbating in a sense. And it's another version, even though she's involved, it's another version of solo sex, which equals lousy sex.
Right.
How do you even get to call it solo sex? Because it's not sex. How do you, I mean.
I'm sorry?
Solo sex. It's not sex. It's masturbating. It's not sex.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But I mean, it's a pathetic form of real sex.
Yeah.
Great. So you cannot, guys, listen to me. You cannot have great sex if you have a woman who's not having great sex with you. I mean, it makes no sense.
Right.
She has to be into it for it to be great sex. I don't know. Well, see, they're not thinking of it that way, I don't think. I think guys are thinking as long as they get the rocks off, that's great sex for them.
That's exactly. Because they're used to solo, because they've been conditioned by a culture that's been telling them to masturbate since they're 12, that sex is about just you.
It's not.
As a result, men today are some of the worst lovers. We've created a generation. And again, who's always the greatest loser in all this stuff?
Women.
Women.
Which
and why you women tolerate this crap is beyond me. But the loser almost every time is the woman.
Sure.
Always. It's the woman. So she's got a guy who is not really interested in her, but just uses her. And sex is a drag.
Which leads to lie number five. It makes sex better for her. This
Wait a minute. There's.
Oh, go ahead. Did I miss something?
Well, no, just the last one. It says, it's even possible for guys to start finding that they're having problems having an erection without porn. And I love this line. It says, even advice sites that are pro-porn, and I've looked at these, they will list porn as a cause of a guy having problems with erections or climaxes.
Little disclaimer.
Now, if porn is so good for you, why is it that guys who look at porn wind up having problems, even get an erection, and or even being able to climax?
I don't know.
It's not good for you.
See, in the front part, it's quick sex.
Right.
But what happens, so what they're talking about is, you can say into this, not only does your lousy sex life result in just quick sex, but then you'll start even having problems having sex at all. This is a major problem today, by the way. Now, there's guys, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why guys can have delayed ejaculation problems and stuff like that, but a lot of guys
they can never come to a climax with their wives. They can never. They have sex with her and nothing happens. And then when he's done, he has to masturbate because he's so conditioned himself to his hand that he doesn't respond. And this I've heard on numerous occasions.
Wow.
Very sad.
I have guys come up to me in my conferences. Say, I don't even want to have sex with my wife. It's easier to masturbate. Nothing happens.
Yeah. That's sad. Boy, that's sad.
Oh, are you kidding me? All of this, everybody loses in the end.
That's why it's a lie that it says it makes sex better for me. Big, fat, puke, and lie.
Okay, so that's the next one. It makes sex better for her.
For her is the next lie. Again, yes and no. It will arouse her body, and that means less foreplay and possibly easier climax. It can also
I do too. I doubt that. But anyway, leave that go.
It can create problems in her head that make it difficult to climax, reducing the pleasure of sex, cause her to want to avoid sex, and make her feel less connected to her husband.
That, I think, is
absolutely
more likely.
Absolutely, positively.
Ending result.
Yes, because women want sex to be an emotional act shared within a deep relationship. Porn strips out a lot of the relationship aspect, making sex primarily a physical act. So it doesn't make it good for her. Lie number six, we use it to learn new ways to have sex. Given that the vast majority of porn is faked, this is just silly. Real sex is not good enough and does not film well, so porn is something other than real sex.
That's good.
First of all,
indeed,
when you've gotten to the point where real sex is not good enough, that you're bored, people say, well, our sex life is boring. Seriously?
Yeah, explain that to me because I don't get it.
If real sex is boring, just don't have sex for a couple of weeks and see what happens.
It'll get exciting real quick.
But talk about it again. It destroys the real deal.
Yes.
And at every level, porn. And why experts still point people to porn as a way to improve their sex lives, I don't get it.
They're just looking for the short term.
Even some great people, like Michelle Wiener Davis, who writes some great materials and very pro family and pro marriage and da 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 da. But even in her book, as great as it is, one little paragraph. Says, well, of course, there's always porn that can help spice things. I think, really, Michelle?
Because I think they're talking about that initial buzz, that little rush, but they're not looking beyond that.
It's like saying, if you're tired in the afternoon, instead of, drink some coffee or snort cocaine.
Yep.
Yeah, I suppose that will work, snorting a little bit of cocaine. It'll also kill you. Mm-hmm. Gee, let's not let the facts get in the way. Anyway, all this stuff drives me crazy. All right, we're still not.
Yeah, there's a couple more. We'll do it quick after the break.
After the break, we'll continue on this stuff. If you know somebody who's into porn or you've been thinking about porn, struggling with porn, you need to let them know about this program so they can go down and podcast it, download it later so they can listen to this stuff. This idea of porn making your sex life better, the result is actually the opposite. All I got to do is ask men who look at porn and masturbate and all that stuff, and I just ask them, how's that working for you? How's your sex life now? And almost unanimously, they say their sex lives is lousy. Right after this, we'll be back.
Now, available on DVD, Manly Man 2, Worth the Fight.
Oh, I'm so sick to death of this politically correct, don't shoot the animals, they might get their feelings hurt. This is Wisconsin. You don't even pretend to be animal rights activists around here. You guys are like, see the bunny, shoot it, eat it, make a hat.
Worth the Fight. In this DVD, we take on the mission to free men from the chains of political correctness and prevent our eventual wussification.
We wussified the poor child, and now we got self-esteem issues. Ooh, Johnny can't tie his shoe. Let's not make him learn. What if he's not as good as another kid and feels embarrassed? Let's put Velcro straps on children's shoes.
This funny and hard-hitting DVD empowers men to stand up and become the man that God sees in all of them. Order yours today at laughyourway.com. A day of Mark not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson.
Johnny Cash?
Love Johnny Cash.
Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell.
I like that movie, Walk the Line. Yeah. Oh, I love that movie.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I like Joaquin Phoenix.
I do too. He's just weird.
He's like a little psycho, kind of crazy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, there's been a lot of debate whether it's the if it's actually really, you know, that he's gone into some psycho, deranged lifestyle, or if it's all a ploy.
It's an act.
You know, to
generate. I think it is. I think it was real, and now
disguised
to a sense, he's writing it off now as it was all part of a.
I'm a rapper. Did you hear him rapping?
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was so horrible.
All right, so much for Johnny Cash.
Okay, two more lies. Lie number 7. And this one I don't like because this one, years past in my life, I have been accused of this and I didn't like it. Line number 7, if it bothers her, it's just because she's uptight. A growing number of women who have no moral argument with porn are saying that they don't want any part of it and don't want a guys who use it. A lot of sex-positive women want nothing to do with porn because they understand that porn is not sex-positive for women. Many women see porn as a betrayal, and some see it as virtual adultery.
You think? And seriously, how do you Christian guys justify this? Jesus said, if a man looks at a woman in lust, he commits adultery. But then Christians justify looking at porn and masturbating.
Makes no sense.
How is that not a sin? Oh, it's not a sin. It's not a sin. Just making up new morality.
I guess so.
As they go along. But women see porn as a betrayal. And I'll tell you what, women have been betrayed. Again, always the woman who gets the short end of the stick. It used to be. See, I don't think guys don't value women today.
No. Nope.
They're even young guys.
Nope.
Young boys don't value girls. Like, man, when I was growing up, and in generations for thousands of years before me, we valued women.
Right.
We got around women. Ooh, they got stuff we ain't got.
Right.
Ooh, I mean, everybody. You treat all women with a certain degree of tenderness and respect.
Honor.
As a man deferring to a woman because they got vaginas and we like them and we don't got any. But
no more porn, though.
No. Porn has actually desensitized guys to women. And I look at teenage guys and these gorgeous girls around, and they kind of sit there like lumps on the line. Have you noticed this?
Mm-hmm.
They don't really react to them.
Right.
And I can't help but wonder if these are guys who have been looking at super babe models and seeing everything they can, in their wildest imagination, see. So they've been so desensitized to it that when real,
the live and in person
gorgeous young girls get around them,
it means nothing.
Nothing to them.
Mm-mm. Sure.
It's like a cat or a dog walking by them. I mean, they don't get, man, before porn and stuff like that. Attractive, you know, guys who are not into this, we notice and appreciate all women.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And value all women. Why? There's something special and magical and mysterious about women. We like women.
Yes.
But guys who are into porn?
She's just a piece of meat.
Just a piece of meat. And not only that, but you're a piece of meat that does not begin to compare to the meat that I've been looking at.
That's exactly right.
Because they take women with absolutely perfect bodies are built in such a way that most women just are not.
Or enhanced in such a way.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's not real. So if that's your diet, and some of these guys are looking at this stuff, we're talking 10, 20, 30 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Young guys.
Well, there was a study that said anything more than 8 hours is beginning to be problematic.
I saw one that was many more than 20. More than 20. Are you idiot?
20 hours is problematic?
No, anything more than. What they were saying is anything.
Yeah, anything less than that.
So that's your cushion.
It's okay.
You're talking 15, 10 out to you looking at porn for 10 hours straight is in the normal category? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I think they are.
So they don't cherish women. Women are writing about this.
Oh,
secular
yeah.
women.
Yep.
Sure.
You know, flat out heathens. And I can tell some of the articles I've read by the frequent use of the F word that they're not writing for focus on the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and women are saying this porn thing is ruining it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really influencing the young women too, because they're losing their sense of dignity and pride, and they are themselves trying to, you know, they dress in provocative ways, they act.
They're trying to compete with that.
Well, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But even then, I mean, still, I'm talking, these are really attractive young girls.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They get around these guys, and these guys seem to be...
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you think they're doing what they're doing?
They're numb.
They become the pursuers then. They're willing to do...
The women become the pursuers.
Yes, absolutely, because they're trying to turn heads.
Yep. Because, and this thing is ruining men.
Absolutely.
It's turning them, like I talked about the Matrix, you know, instead of really living life, they're living in an artificial world. It numbs them.
Yeah.
They're not passionate about real women. Mm-hmm. They're not kind to real women. They don't treat real women with respect. Mm-hmm. They're not fascinated by real women. Why? Because I've spent 10 hours looking at women that you guys can't even begin to compare with,
right.
Completely naked, and doing God knows what.
All kinds of things.
It's just sad. The whole thing
is so sad.
Very sad.
And it ruins everybody.
Yep.
Yes. And at the end, and the whole point is to have great sex. But as a result of this, we get guys who don't have great sex, women who aren't turned on, guys who can't get an erection after a while, guys who would rather masturbate than actually have a connection with a woman's vagina. Good Lord.
It's
How
not
is
great
this helping
sex.
Anybody?
It's not. It is not.
All right.
The final lie one. Number 8, from a man's perspective, I deserve it, or it does not matter because she's holding out on me. Aside from the fact that two sexual wrongs don't make a right, this is like saying your injured finger is a good reason to beat your hand with a hammer. Porn can only make things worse between you and your bride sexually, even if she has no clue that you are viewing it.
It makes it worse.
Mm-hmm. He says,
the evidence is growing and growing and growing that porn is ruining. Yeah. In fact, what are some of these Psychology Today articles that we were reading? That men's confidence is going down, that their testosterone levels are seemingly going down, their voices weaken, they don't have the confidence. Those are just anecdotal things that we're seeing. It's like global warming. You know, it won't happen until the entire North America is a solid block of ice in June. Before some of these idiots
will finally admit,
oops,
it was a hoax.
We were wrong.
Yeah,
I know.
The evidence.
How bad does
is
it have
coming
to get?
In. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And still, you do not hear from the academic community.
Mm-mm.
Academics, when it comes to sex, are all such a bunch of idiots and morons. Because they subscribe to the stupid thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of Kinsey, you know, they're still stuck in there thinking that he was right. And people's sex, gosh. And then what they think is, people's sex lives are awful. So what they do is they keep prescribing.
What makes it more awful.
Yes. What made it bad in the first place is their prescription to try and make it better. If you want to improve your sex, you need to look at more porn. No. You need, spice things up. This is fantasizing.
Well, do these people?
I was even watching The Simpsons. The Simpsons. Good Lord, I like The Simpsons. Homer. There was one thing in there about him and Marge spicing up their sex life, and of course, the only way they could do it is by having sex in places where they could get caught.
Oh, sure, in the yard,
in the mall, or on the playground, and stuff like that. I mean, of course, they're goofing around, but yet they're still, what they're doing is still running with the same concept. That's
true.
Normalizing that idea.
This is normal. If you want to improve your sex life, the worst thing you could possibly do is have sex with just the two of you alone in your bedroom with just normal
sex. Because that's not enough.
Yeah.
Oh, even The Simpsons.
It's just ruining people's sex lives.
It's terrible. I like the way he ends it. He says, doesn't your wife deserve a husband who desires after her for who she is rather than a man who wants her to be a receptacle for the lust he has built up watching porn? I thought that was a very apropos ending.
Apropos.
Okay. Apropos. What is that?
Appropriate.
Apropos. Is that like Latin or something or what?
I don't know if it's French or apropos. I don't know what it is. Quick, Ross, look it up.
I don't even know how to spell
apropos.
It. Apropos.
I don't know either, but I've just
We are an apropos organization. Anyway, okay, long talk on just this one blog today.
Yeah, but it was good.
The whole thing about porn, yeah.
It was worth debunking all of those lies, for sure.
All right, what about emails? Do we have an email?
We do have an email. This is kind of a funny one to go into after this article, but my husband is a truck driver and is gone all week, but able to be home weekends. I miss him terribly, and we will text a lot while he's gone. Anyhow, when we are texting in the evenings, I will start texting dirty. He says I could write erotica books. I do try to avoid texting dirty if my cycles are such that we won't be able to enjoy each other on the weekend when he comes home. But I am wondering if I am defrauding him, and is this an okay practice? Oh, and the weeks that my cycles are not messing things up, we normally have sex 5 times. So if he's home on the weekend, they're having sex 5 times on the weekend.
Wow. Hello.
She says, I tease him and say, even though he works away from home, he gets more marital relations than most men. Thanks for taking my question. I was wondering about this and asked hubby, and he said, ask the sex pastor.
Wow.
So you're the sex pastor.
5 times in one day or
well,
one week? Weekend,
well, it says he's home on the weekend.
Inconceivable.
So it must be 5 times on the weekend.
Inconceivable.
It's marathon sex.
Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
Wow.
So she wants to know, is it okay to get him all riled up
well, the
via text?
No, I think it's fabulous. But I, what disturbs me is dirty. What does she mean by dirty?
Well, she says that if the husband tells her that she could write erotica books, you know, like...
But I mean, that's... I mean, Song of Solomon.
Right.
Could be like erotica. You know, sure. I'm just... concern or you know that
it depends
she's,
on how filthy it is I guess and what well, I, the topic
what do you mean,
is
filthy you can talk about sex and erections and body parts and
well if you're talking about shoving could, something up his butt then
yeah
that's
then
different.
I got a problem now that's what you right. mean by dirty or having sex with a you know teenage girl that you picked up in a bar and pretending that you're if that's what you mean by dirty then don't do that
so if you're simulating porn kind of thing
creating yeah. fantasies
but if it's like when you get just, home I want to
oh
blah,
yeah
blah,
you
blah,
guys
blah.
Just getting yeah and you're talking about this that and the other man go for it.
I think
this is what would be called
sexting fabulous. In fact I've mentioned this before you know people talk about the Puritans being you know Puritan what they were puritanical about was about doing things publicly
mm-hmm.
But when you read the writings between husbands and wives, it was like, holy cow.
Very
they would
steamy.
Do this to each other. Very mm-hmm. steamy and egging each other on. That's fabulous.
Wow.
That's great. Song of Solomon, the whole thing's about egging each other on and turning up the sexual temperature. And
well, that's part of the fun when you talk about scheduling sex. When you have that on the calendar, then you do that. You send the, well, email. You don't want someone to get a hold of these things. But, you know, you play
you
with that.
You ever send an email to someone you weren't planning to?
Not like that. Emails.
Well, not
yeah.
about that,
yes.
but
no.
I've often sent
oh, yes.
texts and emails to people. Had to, oh, my gosh.
Yes,
so
I've done it,
you
want
to be careful sending a text to someone. A,
but it is fun.
To your mom. Oh!
Mortifying.
Oh!
Right?
It's fun to do that. Play with it. Have fun when you know
oh,
that the weekend's coming or whatever, you
no,
know?
No, dear, we applaud you.
Applause, applause, applause.
It was fabulous. Drive each other crazy and have sex 5 times a weekend when you get together.
Well, apparently.
I think it's great. Now, here's people. You know, generally, I'm very against people who have work schedules that keep them away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, for example, I'm really against, like, people who work...
Opposite shifts.
Mm-hmm. They never see each other. I think this is insane because they never see each other. But if you, you know, if you can work it out, here's a couple that he's gone a lot on the road. But what do they? They keep the passion
mm-hmm.
in their marriage.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So
fighting for it.
I'm all for it. Anybody who can keep the passion in their marriage and what you do, dear, I think is fabulous. It would be great. You know, man, who would not want to hurry home?
Exactly.
If their wife. Is describing what awaits mm-hmm. at the end of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, what a fabulous mm-hmm. thing. I think, man, I'm all for what you're mm-hmm. talking about. Again, just don't like the word dirty because we think porn when you're mm-hmm. saying that.
Sure.
If you're doing that, don't do that. But if you just mean normal Ho Chi Mama, yeehaw.
Explaining about what's about to happen.
Of when you get home,
right.
then that's entirely.
Then we're all for that. Okay. We will take a look at some more of your emails. If you have an email question that you want to send, any relational dilemma questions, whatever debates you might be having, maybe you're having a fight in your home and you'd like someone else to weigh in on the stupid argument you're having, send it to us. We'd love to weigh in. Anyway, we'll be back with more right after this on The Mark Gunger Show.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. It's here, finally. For years, Mark Gunger has been asked to create a product for teenagers, and the time is now. Sex, Dating, and Relating is the newest product brought to you by Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America. In this four-disc DVD set, Mark covers the topics of sex, dating, and relating in a straightforward and relevant way that teens will sit up and pay attention to.
And there's that one special cosmic being out there just for you. No, there's not. Okay? It is a bunch of hooey.
In partnership with national abstinence speaker Pam Stenzel, Mark and Pam tackle the topic of sex in a real way. Honest and to the point. Not just telling our teens what not to do, but why they should wait for marriage.
Students, you have a 4 times greater risk of contracting a disease today than you ever have of being pregnant. Pregnant teen girls in your state today are carrying, on average, 2.3 sexually transmitted diseases.
Sex, Dating, and Relating is perfect for parents and teens to watch together, for youth groups and school groups. It's all the information you wish you would have heard when you were young. Make sure your teenager gets this information before it's too late. To order your copy, visit us online today at laughyourway.com. Sex, Dating, and Relating. Give this gift of knowledge to your teen today. Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't have another ace up right. My sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
We talk about your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover.
So your boss is a jerk. Diane looks at me.
And the places that you've
been. Yeesh.
That's the conversation we have at home all the time.
The polish on your toes and a run in your holes. And God knows we're going to talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I.
You are listening to The Mark Gunger Show, where it's all about me. I love me. What's not to love?
It's a good thing you do. It's a good thing you love yourself
so much. And we remain silent.
Or just stares at me.
We love you too.
All right. Yes, we are discussing your emails.
This email says, how do I tell a girl that I am only interested in being friends? We met online and we had coffee and dinner when we met for the first time. I don't want to be mean. It's just that after we met, I realized that she's not really my type.
So she's stalking you?
It doesn't say that. Just trying to probably very worried about hurting her feelings or letting her down. How do you dump her?
Done via the internet, who cares?
Send her a text message.
Yeah,
he's really never met the girl?
Well, he did meet coffee. Her. They met online and had coffee and then they had dinner. So they, you know.
Oh. Well, just tell her.
Yeah.
Very nicely.
All I got to do is sit down with her and nicely. Say, Susan, I got to tell you something. You really creep me out, man.
No.
You kind of remind me of my mother.
Oh, no.
You're really creeping me out. You know, there's something about you that just kind of gives me the willies. I mean, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, use the George Costanza line. It's not you, it's me.
No, I don't know. I just be honest with the girl.
See, you don't know because you didn't do that dating, but it is kind of weird and awkward.
I don't know. I was born married, so I have no
idea. That's why you don't know. It is really weird.
It all sounds creepy to me.
What's weird, telling somebody that?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is too.
It is not. If you don't like somebody, what do you care about how they feel if you let them go? I think you create a bigger problem by lying to them.
True, you do create a bigger problem.
That's the problem
if you're
today.
Leading
you're paying
somebody
too
on.
Much attention to feelings and emotions. Well, I shouldn't break it off because I don't want her to be
never,
mad at
if
me.
If you never call her back for a date, doesn't she get the cue?
Yeah, don't answer the instant messages.
Go.
Don't chat with her on the
delete her contact.
Yeah, she'd figure it out.
How would you think? Yeah, just go cold on the conversation.
Yeah. Don't call.
Now, is he saying he still wants to be friends with her? Is that?
It doesn't say that.
He's
just that
about
she's not the one. See, maybe that's
hard.
It. Maybe that's it.
He's
maybe
still trying
he
to be friendly
to be
with
friends,
her.
But
yeah.
Yeah,
don't do that. She's not interested in being your friend.
No. If she's that interested in you, she's not interested in friendship.
She wants to be your wife. Your wife.
Or something else.
So y'all can get married and have babies. She's not interested in you just having her be a friend. So just quit calling her. When you haven't called her in about 8 years.
Take the fish off
and
the hook.
She's still waiting.
But he never called me back. Okay, next email. This is a clarification point for you in regard to another email that came in. He says, thanks for your straightforward approach and your new crew is great.
Woo-hoo. The new crew.
Yay, yay. Regarding the guy, remember this one who lied to his wife about porn because he said that he knew she would have dumped him and not married him?
Yes.
But he didn't fess up until after they were married several years and got caught in all of that business. He says, I can't imagine living in that situation or ever being able to fully trust my spouse again unless there were clear signs of deep remorse and repentance. So effectively, she was coerced into the marriage based on an intentional deception. Would this not be a case for an annulment, he wants to know?
Not legally.
Mm-mm.
But I think he makes a case.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd like to see that.
Legally, it has to be what? What are the...
Well, you have to be...
like mentally incompetent or something.
Incapable, or you are already married and you mm-hmm. didn't disclose that, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
But like not disclosing an illness or mental illness or something like that, that's not... I don't know. I don't know what the grounds for annulment are.
I think it varies in every state, but that's kind of it, yeah. You know? I think refusal to consummate the marriage mm-hmm. should be.
Yes.
Anybody, I know that this happened a lot to people. I know a couple right off the top of my head. They get married on their wedding mm-hmm. night, nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole honeymoon, nothing. Nobody has sex with anybody.
For a month,
because one
months.
Person refuses to have sex with the other. That's, and then pastors rush in and try and get them to work it out. Those stupid idiots. Mm-hmm. Let me try to work it out. You get an annulment. You pull the plug right then and there.
Yeah.
Good grief. Here they are in bed naked with each other. Nobody wants to have sex. Or I guess they're not naked with each other. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows what's happening?
All I know is
didn't want to know.
And you can't get anything to happen.
Right.
It's an annulment.
Yeah.
The thing was not consummated. It needs to pull it. I would personally would be in favor of this.
Yeah. But in this case, the
I think it would be great. I think a woman finds out that this guy has been a lying piece of crap and, you know, a porn addict and stuff like that. And he basically misrepresented himself,
mm-hmm.
literally said, I am not addicted, because she
mm-hmm.
asked him,
mm-hmm.
I'm not addicted to porn. I don't have a porn problem. Then you find out that it has. Boom. Absolutely.
Yeah. It would be nice if that were the case.
In my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But he's writing to ask this. If it's
it was
right
a listener.
Her?
It was
no,
a listener that wanted to know in
about
regard
that
to
response.
That email.
Yeah,
okay.
because the thing was done on a false pretense.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that a case for an annulment?
Yeah,
legally, probably not.
He would argue, like to see that.
You know,
sure.
if
sure.
the world was ruled by me, we all know how wonderful that would be. that's the rules I'd have.
But in her case,
that's the rules I'd have, you know.
It was like a bunch of years later. They already had kids. What are you going to do then? Just go and annul it? You're married. You have kids.
I don't know. I mean, you're still lying. The whole thing is based on a lie.
Yeah.
Misrepresentation.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, where's the line drawn? But
yeah.
You could have done it on other issues, I suppose.
Yeah.
You could say, I got a lot of money. And.
Mm-hmm.
You
I know people who have done that. They misrepresent their money.
I own millions of dollars. Oh, I'm sorry. I said owed. I owed millions of dollars.
You misunderstood. Yeah. Oh, I know people who have done that.
I misspoke.
So, yeah. I mean, I guess all the reason why you should really check things out
mm-hmm.
and really find it. But how do you check out whether or not a guy, you can find out whether or not somebody owes $1 million.
Yep.
How do you find out if a guy's a porn addict?
Okay,
you don't know if
I were that woman and I walked in and I felt like something wasn't right and I... thought that he'd been looking at it, and even if he said, well, it's just once in a while, that would have been a big enough red flag.
In all fairness, she did catch him.
Yes.
He just said, oh, gee, it's the first time, yes. Which they all say.
Yes. No, first time, second time, you know, even somebody, if they said I had a problem, but it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I still would be really hesitant. I really would be.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, I would be. Yeah. You know,
no,
I don't
it's
know.
Fair.
That's just me.
It's okay. Fair. She should have caught it. The signs were obviously there. But to answer your question, no, I don't think legally anywhere
no. That's
a case for an annulment. I would vote for it.
Like it's on the ballot.
I'd sure put the fear of God in some guys.
Yeah. Well, it's like even the states that have the statutes against adultery, they're not enforced because there are states that still have it on the books that you can go to jail if you commit adultery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they do not enforce those.
No. There's all kinds of laws that are not enforced today.
They do not.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
It is.
And it would be nice if they would enforce that one again, I think.
No, I think people who are caught and is revealed mm-hmm. that they should be arrested, put in the city square in
stocks,
and we hurl garbage and feces at them all day long.
It would stop people from being where they aren't supposed
Singapore
to be.
And, you know, caning.
Cane
them.
It would keep
Absolutely.
You from doing what you're not supposed to do. Do we have time to squeak one more in? It's a short one.
Okay, go ahead.
I think you'll have a short answer. Mark, is it okay for a Christian married couple to use a personal vibrator to enhance the sexual pleasure of the wife?
Don't do that. What's the matter with people? How can guys be so stupid?
It's the lazy man's shortcut, I'm telling you.
It is. Why don't you be the lover? Man, why would a guy want to replace his wanger with a battery-operated device that works better than him?
Good question.
I don't want my wife to know there's such a thing as a vibrator.
Well, they have to ask for it.
I don't want her to know that there's something out there that's a lot better than me.
You said you wanted a short answer.
They have the ads on TV. Did you see that? It's some girls all sitting around in a wedding shower, and she gets three of these vibrators, and she's so happy to get them for her bridal shower presents.
Oh, yeah. It's made by
Trojan.
They make mm-hmm. condoms. That's the big thing now. They make Trojan vibrators.
Oh, and she's so excited.
Why would a guy want to put something in his wife that way outperforms him?
I don't know.
The Energizer Bunny.
Does that make any sense?
That doesn't make sense to me, other than that it's just the lazy man's way to take care of business.
It would be like a singer getting up to perform, but instead of singing, let me put this other person up here who sings 10 times better than me. Who would do that?
No.
In fact, most performers don't want to get around anybody who upstages them.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the opening band always sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I know just as speakers and stuff mm-hmm. like that, we all moan and groan about where in the mm-hmm. pecking order we get put in mm-hmm. because nobody wants to follow a fabulous speaker. I love it when other speakers come to me and just groan when they have to follow me.
And after you.
Oh my gosh, who scheduled it? I don't want to do this. I mean, this is horrible because, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to love you. They're going to hate what I do. It's the greatest compliment you can give.
Yep.
But I feel that way about some other people. I don't want to.
You don't want to follow them.
You know, like when we had Ken Davis at our manly man, mm-hmm. I think very highly of him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. I didn't come after Ken.
No.
There's no way. You're not going to get me, if I got control anything, to get on stage after Ken Davis, because I think he's brilliant. You know, nicely of him. He was thinking the same way about me. But, I mean, who does that? Nobody wants to, whether you're a speaker, you're a performer, nobody wants to be upstaged by somebody or something else. What exactly is a guy's thinking? Gee, let me show you what it'd be really like if you didn't have me.
It's lazy, I'm telling you.
It's crazy. All right, guys, see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.